In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The royal official from Capernaum had a problem. His son lay sick and dying in the bed. We don't know what the problem was. We only know that it was serious enough that the official feared for the death of the young lad. What was the official to do? News traveled between the towns of Capernaum and the nearby city of Cana. That news included the word about a young rabbi named Jesus. That word about Jesus was spreading. That word included stories about Jesus being baptized by John in the Jordan River. They say that a spirit like a dove descended upon this Jesus, and John himself declared him, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." The word spread about Jesus included talk of miraculous signs and wonders. The word spread about a miracle in the city of Cana. He changed water into wine. And not just any wine. No, they say it was the choicest wine they've ever tasted. And the word spread about the time Jesus was in Jerusalem, where he turned over the sellers' tables and cleansed the temple. The royal official heard that Jesus was back in Cana. If this man Jesus could help, if the miracle stories are true, shouldn't he go and beg for his son's life? Yes, that's what he'll do. He'll go and beg Jesus to heal his son. So the official went and found Jesus and begged this Jesus to give back his son's life. At first, Jesus teaches about the attitude in that region. Using second-person plural verbs, Jesus says, "You people will never believe unless you see signs, miraculous signs and wonders." But the official was not deterred from his mission. "Sir, come down before my son dies." Jesus' answer only takes 5 words in Greek, and it could be simply translated as, "Go, your son lives." That was it. That was it? No hocus pocus, no incantations, no all-night prayer vigils, no laying on of hands or oil, no extra sacrifices or deeds that needed to be done. The royal official came seeking his son's life. Jesus' word says your son lives. In class, the professors tell us if you're going to be a heretic, now is a good time to be one, before you get into the parish. Since I only have 71 days left until call day, and 23 days after that for graduation, here's my shot at it. I like how the NIV translates the official's response. The man took Jesus at his word and departed. The NIV translates episteuosin, the indicative aorist active, third person singular form of the verb pisteuo, and that was for you, Dr. Gibbs, normally translated as believe, but here used in an unusual form as taking at one's word. I say this is unusual because I've searched on my computer. And to the best of my abilities, I cannot find another time that pisteuo, believing, is ever translated again in the book of John, the entire Gospels, or the whole New Testament as to take at one's word. The royal official wanted his dying son healed. Jesus says, "Go, your son lives." The official took Jesus at his word and departed. This started me thinking, Is there a struggle in taking Jesus at his word and departing? I thought about our sinful nature. I thought about confession and absolution, how over and over we sin, and yet we keep coming back to hear those words. As a called and ordained servant of the word, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And yet there are times in my life when I don't feel forgiven. There are times that I kick myself for falling into that same old sin. There are times that I become so disappointed in my actions as a forgiven child of God, and yet I treat my family and my friends, and sometimes even the Word of God, in an unusual way. How about you? Are there struggles in your life when you are asked to take Jesus at his word about you, about the nature that you see at work within your own self? As future pastors, as church workers, as servants of God, Jesus promises that he will be with us always. He promises to guide our ministries and to be active in our lives through his Holy Spirit. Yet there is a struggle to take Jesus at his word completely. In our ministries and in our lives, there is the temptation to gauge our effectiveness and the fruit of our faith merely and especially by the comments of those we serve. Those comments can be both negative and positive. And yet they beg the question, shall we listen to what people say or to what God says about our ministries? Shall we listen to what people say or to what God says about our lives, especially about our eternal life laid up in him? The royal official in our lesson took Jesus at his word and departed. What does it look like when we take Jesus at his word? What kind of wonderful things happen in our lives as the result of taking Jesus at his word and going? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. Jesus gives his peace to those who believe in him, who take him at his word. It's not a worldly peace. No, it's the peace that passes all of our human understanding. It's the peace that he won for us hanging on this cross. And his death was anything but peaceful. Yet it was a necessary death. Only the innocent and spotless Lamb of God that could take away all of our sins, the sins of the whole world, your sins and my sins. Only by Christ's death could he deliver those words, "It is finished." Finished. Finished. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Finished. I tell you the truth. Whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me, and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. Finished. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. All this Christ gives to the world, to all of those who believe and take Jesus at his word at the cross. It is finished. The royal official took Jesus at his word and departed. On his way home came the news of the miracle. Your son lives. The official and all his family ended up with more than they could have hoped for. The word about the hour of the son's restored health brought to them the gift of faith in Jesus and his words. One commentary describes the perspective of this royal official and his family as a change from looking at what Jesus can do to a change at looking at who Jesus is. Those who take Jesus at his word receive the abundant gift of faith to believe in the life that only Christ can give. For many of us, an opportunity to take Jesus at his word is coming. Some will receive vicarage assignments, some pastoral calls. Still others will remain here and study and learn, and others will remain to teach and run this seminary. However April 25th is celebrated in your family, listen to one more word of Jesus. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Take God at his epiphany word and depart in peace. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all of our human understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.